Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dump Biden. That seems to be the new real possibility now that the Democrats are trying to float, as they seem to be realizing that he could be a bigger liability and cost them the White House. Democrats and the mainstream media have tried for years to make Joe Biden look capable and competent. The problem is they're having a problem continuing to keep it up. After everywhere you look, he seems to look incompetent and like an idiot. After last week's release of a Washington Post opinion piece, which changed everything, the mainstream media started to actually criticize Joe Biden for the first time in a real way. Now, this opinion piece that was in the Washington Times does not criticize Joe Biden. And yet, this opinion piece titled, quote, President Biden should not run again in 2024. It began like a puff piece in support of President Biden, talking about how great he is, yada, yada, yada. But then it turned to reality on why he shouldn't run for re-election. The author of the article discussed his concerns over this poll number, the Associated Press poll showing that 77% of the public and 69% of Democrats think that Biden is too old to be effective for 4 more years as president of the United States of America. That's a damning number. 77% of the public think that Biden is too old to be effective for 4 more years. Now, if you think that Joe Biden wouldn't be effective in the next 4 years, that means that the vice presidential candidate becomes even more important. So let's take a look at what the public thinks, and this is probably the most shocking part, what the public thinks of the vice president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is actually less popular. Yes, she's hated even more than Joe Biden, with only a 39.5% approval rate, according to the newest polls that are out. That made the author of this Washington Post column even more concerned about Harris than even Biden, because he says that one way Biden could help himself is by encouraging, quote, a more open vice presidential selection process that could produce a stronger running mate. Individuals he suggests as candidates for VP could include the LA mayor, Karen Bass, and Commerce Secretary as well. The author's commentary seems to have opened the floodgates for other members of the mainstream media who have simply fallen in line over the last 3 years. They are now starting to point out all of the lies that Joe Biden has been telling. Now, of course, none of the lies that deal with the actual son or with the Biden crime family. Those lies they are not going to mention. But they're talking about all the other lies and mistruths, things that he says and he just makes up crap, like he was at 9/11 the day after 9/11 at Ground Zero. He wasn't actually at Ground Zero. He was in Congress. He was on the floor of the Senate the day after 9/11. And there would have been pictures of him if he would have been where he claimed he was, at Ground Zero. We know that that was a lie, but he said that new lie just the other day. Now, I'm going to play something for you from CNN, and this is absolutely shocking to hear this from CNN. I cannot believe that this is on CNN. I cannot believe they spent this amount of time talking about this, by the way, on CNN. It is completely shocking to hear it. And the only reason why is because now Democrats are afraid they may actually lose. And when you find out that you may lose, then people start really freaking out. Take a listen to CNN talk about this pattern of Joe Biden being a consummate liar.
And he has done, I don't know if it's similar things, but he's sort of told some stories that don't line up quite like this before.
Yeah, this president has a pattern at this point of either inventing or embellishing stories about his own past, his biography. He did it three times in one speech last month alone. He claimed he had witnessed a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh when he actually showed up about 6 hours later. He claimed that his grandfather had died just days before he was born himself at the same hospital. In fact, his grandpa died more than a year before in a different state, not the same hospital. And he also repeated a favorite false story that I and others have debunked over and over again about a supposed conversation with an Amtrak train conductor he was friends with, who was actually deceased at the time the conversation would have had to take place. And that's not all. There are some more serious ones, in my view. Previously in his presidency, he claimed at one point he'd been arrested during a civil rights protest when, in other versions of the story, he just said an officer had taken him home from a protest. He said he had visited the Pittsburgh synagogue where worshippers were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. In fact, he'd actually spoken to the rabbi, but never went. And he's made a whole bunch of others, too. He said at one point, Republicans like to bring this up, he said that he used to drive a tractor trailer, used to drive an 18-wheeler. Never happened. The White House later clarified he used to drive a school bus at one point for as a job briefly. School bus, of course, not an 18-wheeler. So whatever his intentions, whether it's, you know, foggy memory about stuff that's going on decades ago or deliberate embellishment, this is an unfortunate pattern that keeps coming up again and again with Joe Biden.
I love how they call it an unfortunate pattern. Now, you notice in all of the pathological lying that they just mentioned, they did not mention, not one single time, the real pathological lie that was told. And the real pathological lie that he's been talking about is his son, right? I've never spoken to my son about any of his business dealings. Guess what happened? We know that's a lie. Did they mention that in their story? No, because see, that could actually bring down the Democratic Party, and that could actually bring down the president of the United States of America. So that will not be mentioned. Okay, that's number one. They bring up all the other issues that they mention, none of them political, none of them about the shady money coming in from around the world. So to be clear, they are still protecting at all costs Joe Biden from a political firestorm around him. At the same time, they're starting to understand how vulnerable he is and how there's a very good chance now that Democrats need to have this discussion about what's going to happen coming forward. How are we going to deal with a Joe Biden that people don't like? Now, let's talk about Kamala Harris for just a moment. Let's go back to that. Kamala Harris is an individual that is liked less than Joe Biden. And that's exactly why there's a real problem now. And that problem for the president of the United States of America is, what do I do with my vice president? No one likes the vice president of the United States of America and the Democratic Party. They want her gone. They want her out. They want her to be gone for a very long time. They do not like her. And if you are worried about the age of the president of the United States of America, as America has clearly stated, and you think he may be too old, and if you just look at the average lifespan of a man, there's a very good chance there could be a natural cause that takes him out of the presidency in the next 4 years. We know that. If that is the case, now what's happening is they're saying, well, we sure as hell don't want Kamala Harris to be the vice president. So can we get rid of her? Can we get rid of everything that she has said? Can we get rid of everything that she claims she wants to do? Can we get rid of everything that she's advocating for? And her being the vice president, how do we get rid of her? How do we get rid of this person that no one likes? Can we kick her off the ticket? Is there time to do it? Yes. Would Democrats be smart to get rid of Kamala Harris? I think so. But can they do it without making women and African-American voters angry? All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Now, if you look at these lies that have been told by the president, if you look at the lies that have been told by the vice president, you understand the problems here. Look at the list that CNN gave us, right? He lied about witnessing a bridge collapse that he didn't witness. He lied about his grandfather dying days prior to his birth at the same hospital. It didn't happen. He lied about a conversation with an Amtrak conductor who had died a year before. He lied about being in New York the day after 9/11. He wasn't there. He was in Washington. He lied about being arrested at a civil rights protest. He wasn't there and he wasn't arrested. Or maybe he was there, but he wasn't arrested. He lied about driving an 18-wheeler, which he never did. He lied about visiting the Pittsburgh synagogue where people were killed in 2018. He wasn't there. But you notice here what's missing. Some of the biggest lies, such as he never discussed his son's business dealings. This is a guy who lied all the time. He lied about these issues, yes. But he lied about everything else. You know, there was an interesting conversation today on ABC this week. And I want you to hear what they had to say about the possible impeachment of Joe Biden, which is the other reason why so many Democrats are concerned about Biden and Harris. Listen.
So ask you before you go, the impeachment inquiry that McCarthy announced, even though he had said he wouldn't do it without a vote, and then a few days later he does it without a vote. I want to read you something that Ken Buck, one of your Republican colleagues, had to say in a Washington Post op-ed of the impeachment inquiry. He said, impeachment is a serious matter and should have a foundation of rock-solid facts. Trump's impeachment in 2019 was a disgrace to the Constitution and is a disservice to Americans. The GOP's reprise in 2023 is no better. He says these allegations against the Biden family are part of an imagined history and a fictitious version of events. Was this premature, going all the way with an impeachment inquiry?
I don't believe so. The facts are everywhere. There are text messages. There are emails. There are witnesses. There are whistleblowers. There are meetings. There are phone calls. There are dinners. And you can't say, hey, there's a little bit of smoke. We're not going to follow the fire. And the inquiry, my understanding is, as you said earlier, gives us expanded subpoena powers. I want the bank records of Joe Biden. All of that should be on the table to prove out the allegations in the SARS reports. We're talking about a significant sum of money. We are talking about bribery. And in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, that is the basis for impeachment.
There's no evidence of bribery.
There are witnesses. The 1023 form.
You've been investigating. You're on the oversight.
There is evidence. You can't say that there's no evidence when there is evidence. And quite frankly,
there's no evidence.
It was the fourth estate. It was the media and journalists when Nixon was going down that helped do that investigation, helped bring down the president when he broke the law. And, you know, you guys want to deny that there's evidence. It's everywhere. And the bank records will prove it out.
All right. We will see.
By the way, I love this. We will see. You hear that? We will see. You have a congresswoman staring at that host saying, you guys are just, you're lying. You're absolutely lying. There is evidence. He's like, well, there's no evidence directly tying the president to bribery. Come on. And they're like, yes, there is. There's evidence everywhere. Why are you guys not doing your job? Why are you not investigating? Well, there's no evidence. We'll see where this goes. But there doesn't seem to be any evidence here that we need. There's no evidence, right? You hear it over and over again. There is no evidence. There is no evidence. Okay. So we know now how the media is going to respond. They're not going to look at any of this. Their goal is to take out Trump as fast as they can. Their goal is to tie him up in court. And their goal is to look the other way. Look the other way. Look the other way. Look the other way when there's actual real problems here. I go back to the media, and you look at the media when the news broke that Joe Biden, okay, was working the phones with his son, putting him on speakerphone, and having real conversations on speakerphone with business associates from around the world trying to get the deals done. That's what was happening. And this whistleblower and a former business partner come forward, and they're like, yeah, it happened all the time. In fact, one of the associates of Hunter Biden said dozens of times, almost two dozen times, Joe Biden would call into the business meetings to make it very clear, like, hey, we know what's going on here. Hey, we got, like, hey, this is what's happening here. Hey, this is what's transpiring here. Hey, we know what's happening here. Hey, we know what's going on here. Like, hey, I've got access to the vice president. Hey, you know, pay the money, right? You're going to get something in exchange for it. And then when they had to backtrack, when the media had to backtrack and admit that they lied to you and to me and that they were telling the lies of this president, they then said, well, it's nothing more than a dad calling his son, talking about the weather, saying hello. It's just a dad loving on his kids. There's nothing here. And then they said, oh, it's just a dad that's being a great dad, just saying, hey, son, I'm so proud of you. That's what the media did.
Joe Biden did nothing, nothing, not even approximating improper, much less wrong or illegal.
It's wishful thinking. They're trying to create a scandal.
I think it's pretty clear, at least so far, there is nothing there.
House Republicans continue their search for any proof at all tying President Joe Biden to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Joe Biden had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings.
Because they want to dirty up Biden's name.
You know, Republicans have been trying to use Hunter Biden's behavior against the president. Did not know about anything that Hunter Biden was doing.
Seeing if Biden was simply involved in his son's life in a personal capacity. Republicans from consistently trying to make this argument and create the illusion of some malfeasance being there.
Spoke to business associates of Hunter Biden to say hello, to have small talk, casual conversation.
Hunter Biden talked to his dad on the phone all the time. They talked basically every day. Sometimes Joe Biden would say hello to the people in the room if he popped in or on the phone or whatever.
It's all casual conversation, niceties, the weather.
They never discussed business. These were more of just cordial hello types of conversations.
Business was never discussed on those calls, and that was more casual sort of check-ins, casual conversations.
President Biden might have said, hey, quit putting me on speakerphone. You know, are you having a business meeting? Like, what is that about? But do you hang up on your phone, on your side?
Beau Biden, Hunter's brother and President Biden's son, was very ill with cancer and then passed away. That, as the witness today testified, was what these conversations and these calls were about.
We should put this in context. This is a time when Beau Biden, the president's other son, was ill and then dying and then passed away.
Very fraught and sad time for the Biden family, and we know how important family is to the president.
They're doing Donald Trump's bidding, going after Hunter Biden, trying to create a tie to the president.
This is a political move here. It is a politics thing, right? In as much as it's anything else. Fair?
Yeah, I think so. There does not appear to have been a direct business tie.
Because right now you don't see any conduct that's illegal, that there is regulation or law that's prohibiting it, even though it might be highly unethical.
I don't see high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't even see a low crime. Ooh. I see a son who's using his father.
People with famous last names, using them for their own purposes. People in your families, they're ne'er-do-wells. This is as old as time.
Old as time, no big deal. So as we have to change the lie, we'll just change the narrative. Hunter Biden was using his dad. It's not his dad's fault. Do you hear that one? Oh, he's just his dad trying to take phone calls from his son. He didn't know who was listening in. We know this is all a lie. But then you go back to the basic point. What are they willing to do to take out Trump if they can't get Biden to not run?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to ask a good friend of mine about this, and we've got a really special event that's going to be coming up that I want you to be able to come to. It is, for me, special because I'm going to get to go back to my alma mater, Ole Miss, and I'm going to get to have an awesome conversation with one of the greats in this industry, a man that co-founded PragerU. He's the host of the Dennis Prager radio show. He is a columnist and author and a New York Times best-selling author at that. That's enough to make me feel depressed about my own career. Dennis Prager is joining me right now. Dennis, I want people to be able to know about this. October the 12th, we're going to be at the Jefferson in Oxford, Mississippi. Tickets are going to sell out fast. If you want to come, you go to PragerInOxford.com, PragerInOxford.com. You can get your tickets now. You can buy tickets for your family, your friends, especially, this is just one of the things, I started in this business so young, buy them for high school kids. If you've got kids that are at Oxford, at Ole Miss, buy them for your college kids so that they can come. It's going to be an awesome night. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. When you do these events, I feel like you are in that later stage of life, and I put myself in there too, Dennis, where it's about now, what did I do, and how did I change people's hearts and minds, and how was I able to have an influence over a country that I think we're losing? And it seems like for you and what you built with PragerU, that's exactly what your life mission is now.
Well, actually, first of all, it's great to be with you. Actually, I have had that mission, and I know it sounds odd. It is odd, but I've had it since high school, and I have proof because I wrote it in my diary, which I kept in high school, that as corny as it sounds, I said, I know my mission in life, and that is to influence people to the good, because I have been obsessed with good and evil since I was a kid. I have not wavered one day, nor have I wavered in this sense of mission. I'm very lucky because a lot of people look for a meaning for their life, much of their lives or all of their lives. And I've had it since high school. And I just didn't know how it could ever transpire, but it started very early. I started speaking when I was 21 years of age, when I got back from a trip to the Soviet Union, which I was sent into. And that's never stopped since. But I will admit that whatever I have accomplished, I don't think about that nearly as much as what I have not accomplished. Because, as you put it, right now we are losing the country. The country is not lost, far from it, but we are losing it.
It's shocking to see just how far as a country that we've fallen. And you and I have this in common. I started in radio when I was 12, and I knew this was going to be my mission field, as I call it. This was my, I could see it happening back then, and now I can't even recognize where we are as a country. The way that we've weaponized the DOJ, the way that we've lost our way as a banana republic, in my opinion, against Donald Trump, the fact that we're trying to put him in prison because people disagree with him and trying to put him in a courtroom instead of on the campaign trail, the fact that we are seeing people that did not commit crimes, for example, on January 6th, being put away for years and years and years, and categorizing parents in this country that show up at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. When you look at all of that, and then you see where we are in 2023, how concerned are you about what we're going to look like in not 20 years or 30 years, but in 3, 4, 5 years if we stay on this track?
I'm very concerned. I don't have much by way of enthusiasm over pessimism or optimism, since they both can lead people not to fight. The pessimist may not fight because, well, things are going to turn out lousy. Why fight? The optimist may not fight. Well, things will turn out okay. Why fight? So I'm not interested. I don't think about pessimism or optimism. I think about what can I do to fight. The guys who stormed Normandy Beach, I don't think were thinking about optimism or pessimism. They were thinking about fighting.
Fighting is something that we've had in the Republican Party, and it seems like we've lost that as well. I look at Democrats now, and I look at how much they're willing to fight to change this country and how much they're willing to fight to force people into submission, whether it be on transgenderism, whether it be on taking away parents' rights in schools. And then I look at the Republican Party and conservatives, and I worry because they seem to have their act together in a way that we do not. They seem willing to go above and beyond, and I would even argue part of above and beyond means getting rid of our Constitution. You look at what just happened in New Mexico with the governor there saying, yeah, we're just going to get rid of the Constitution. I don't care. I'm sure the courts will say I can't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. There is a lawlessness now to this Democratic Party. I argue the Democratic Party is dead, and we should stop calling them that. They're the socialists and communists. They're the banana republic of 2023, and they're no longer Democrats. How do you see the difference between Republicans and Democrats now as well?
Well, first, I do try to make the case that with some exceptions like a Mitt Romney or Chris, what's his name?
Christie.
Yes, I think I purposely suppress it. there are, I think, some exceptions, but the the only thing that can stop the Democratic Party is the Republican Party. So I don't want people to give up on the Republican Party, because we can't start a third party and win. A third party would merely assure a Democratic Party win. And that means the end of the country as we know it. The tragedy actually is not Republicans, although often they have not fought, certainly have not fought in the past enough. But the tragedy is the liberal, because the liberal is the only group of the country that does not vote its values. Leftists vote their values and conservatives vote their values, but liberals vote for the left. And there's nothing in common between liberalism and leftism, that liberals vote for those who would undermine every liberal value is a damning indictment of a lot of sweet, nice people who are liberal. I know them, because many of them are in my extended family. But they still think they're voting for John Kennedy and that party. But they're not. That party, the party of JFK, has nothing in common with the party today. The party today is, if you will, neo-communist. I hate to say it. I try to never engage in hyperbole. But the president of the United States is adamant that teenagers be allowed to get surgeries to remove their breasts if they say they're a boy. It is a level of a sociopathology that is unprecedented since slavery and the Salem witch trials.
It's a great point. This evening that I want so many people to be able to come to is going to be in Oxford, Mississippi, October the 12th at the Jefferson. Tickets are going to go fast. There's a VIP tickets available. Dennis, you're going to be signing copies of your books, which will be available there for sale, and it's going to be a great night. You can go and get your tickets right now, PragerInOxford.com. You can get your tickets now, Prager, P-R-A-G-E-R, in Oxford.com. You can buy tickets for family, friends, high school, college students. If you got college kids at Ole Miss, my alma mater, make sure that you buy them a ticket. It's going to be one heck of an evening. And your goal for these events, so people that maybe have never seen you do public speaking before, tell them a little bit about quickly what it's going to be like.
Let me first react to the idea of bringing their kids. See, this is the perfect example of what I said earlier of you have to fight. There is nothing more important that I can imagine that your kid would do that evening. Your high school kid, for example, or your college kid, if they're in Mississippi that night, then come to this talk. They need to hear a coherent message of what is happening to this country. And I know how to make that coherent message. So I'm a big believer, I'm still a parent, but of course my parenting is, I now have grandchildren, so I'm not really parenting my kids. But I'm a big fan of bribery. A lot of people tell me that they pay their kids to watch PragerU videos. I think it's a great idea. The videos are free. But if it takes some amount of dollars to get them to watch it, that's fine. If you have to bribe your kid to go that the evening, that's fine.
Talking about this event, and who it's ideal to bring your kids and your grandkids. And Dennis, you were talking about bribing your kids. Some people said you should bribe your kids to watch PragerU videos, which I've played many a times, some of the work that you guys have done on this show. And I want to pick it up back there where you're talking about bringing your kids, your grandkids, to events like this.
Yeah. I do a tremendous amount of speaking to young people in person and, of course, through PragerU. So I know how to make the argument for conservative values coherent to young people, entertaining even, but morally and intellectually persuasive. So often, by the way, kids are prepared to hear from an outsider what they're not prepared to hear from their parents. I know it,
yeah,
having been a parent. So again, that's another good reason to come and to bring any young people, not just your own kids, a nephew, a niece, the neighbor's kid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's going to be a special night in Oxford, Mississippi. It's an incredible town, small town America, as I call it, and it's going to be really fun. If you want to get tickets, you can go to Prager in Oxford, P-R-A-G-E-R in Oxford.com, Prager in Oxford.com. You can grab your tickets now. Dennis, also, tell us real quick just about what PragerU has been able to accomplish. I don't think people realize sometimes the impact of what you guys have been able to accomplish with the videos that you produced, the content that you produced that have gone viral and had a huge impact specifically, as you mentioned a moment ago, on young people.
Well, I can give you, your listeners a number that I think will make an impression. We have over 1 billion views a year. It's all free. We raise money. We're a nonprofit. We raise money from donors. And we have over 1 billion views a year. And according to Google Analytics, and Google's not our friend, over 60% of those who watch it are under 35 years of age.
It's incredible. That's what changing hearts and minds sounds like, by the way, because if we can't get back this generation that we have right now, and I worry that we are losing this country and we can lose it in one generation. The Democrats have figured this out. They understand that you can change a country in a generation if you just work hard enough to change their minds. They figured out how to do this on college campuses. We're going to a college town for a reason, Oxford, because you watch, and liberals have understood, if they can grab these minds in colleges, you talk about this a lot, Dennis, they can change an entire generation. They can even get a generation to hate the country, which we should have pride in. And we see that right now in America.
That's right. That's what's happening. It's, I'll give you an example of the speed with which the left is able, because they own major media and universities, high schools and elementary schools. 4 years ago, in November, so 3 years and 10 months ago, I was on Bill Maher's show. And I mentioned to him that the left says that men menstruate. And he started to laugh at me, literally laugh at me. So did the panel on stage, and so did the entire audience. They all laughed at me. And he even said, "Where did you get that from?" Like I made it up. And it's gone viral. There are many, probably 10 million views of that video, if not more, because people show how I was laughed at when I said the left has been menstruate. And that was, as I said, you know, just a little under 4 years ago. It took about 2 years for men menstruate to go from, "What you make up such nonsense, Prager," to, "Oh, of course men menstruate." Something they laughed at, they started to believe within 2 years.
Amazing. It's truly amazing. Well, I can't wait to continue this conversation with you in Oxford. I'll see you, Dennis, in a few weeks. And again, if you want to grab tickets for a really fun night, go to PragerInOxford.com. Get your tickets now. You can buy tickets for family, friends, especially any high school or college age kids, young people that you know. You can bring them. It's going to be a fun night, a great conversation, and we look forward to seeing all of you there. So again, PragerInOxford.com. Dennis and I will be there with you that night, and we look forward to it. October the 12th at the Jefferson in Oxford, Mississippi. PragerInOxford.com. Dennis, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends. Write us a 5-star review as well. It helps us reach more people. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny,
the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.